set up with the outside, get that rotation, get the length there at the catch. Every single time, just try to reach for a little bit more. Yeah, there you go, there you go. Feel that connection at the catch. Send it, boom.
This upcoming Friday and Saturday, the Jefferson Dadvale Regatta will return to the region's waterways. It is the nation's largest regular intercollegiate rowing event, with roots reaching back to 1934. It's been held annually on the Schuylkill River starting in 1953. This year, however, will mark the second consecutive year it's going to be held on the Cooper River in southern New Jersey. That's because of an ongoing dredging project along its storied Philadelphia route. This event has special meaning for the university, as Jefferson has been the title sponsor since 2019. From a competition standpoint, last year brought a historic performance from the Rams women's rowing team. For the first time in program history, multiple boats medaled in a single Jefferson Dadvale regatta. When the Varsity 4 and Varsity 8 took silver in their respective events, it lifted the all-time medal count to 6, with at least one team medaling in each of the previous three events. The team was dutifully led by head coach Chris O'Brien from its 2006 inception until 2022. O'Brien left his mark on a program which is now led by Michiel Bartman, whose curriculum vitae includes not one, not two, but three Olympic medals as a competitor for the Netherlands, where he was born and raised. In this episode of the Nexus podcast, we spoke with Bartman about his rowing history, as well as the importance not only for the regatta in Philadelphia, but how his sport instills his student athletes with a competitive spirit and lifelong relationships forged with teammates who rise and shine at the crack of dawn to better themselves and the Rams program. So let's drop some oars in the water and get to know the coach who will lead the Rams into competition at the Jefferson Dadvale Regatta. And let's go, Rams!
My name is Michiel Bartman. I'm from the Netherlands. Came to the United States in 2005 to start coaching at Vesper Boat Club after three successful runs at the Olympic Games, 96, 2000, and 2004, which resulted in a gold medal, silver medal, and a silver medal. Came to the United States to start coaching full-time and give back to the rowers who have the same ambition as I once had as a collegiate student, and very much fell in love with the coaching aspect and the teaching. Made my switch to Jefferson back in the fall of 22, a year and a half into the season, and really love it.
Drawing comparisons to the sport here in the United States, Bartman notes that in the Netherlands, rowing teams are not affiliated with the school, but are rather clubs, including the one in which he got involved during his junior year. Like here, rowing is a relatively small sport in the Netherlands, but recent successes there have brought it some more exposure. He discusses his path to Olympic success.
The Netherlands, they're doing so well that they're the number one rowing nation in the world. Last World Championships, they came back with 5 golds. For a small nation, that's very impressive. As a kid, I started rowing, but never had the intention to, like, oh, Olympic dream or making the national team. It was in my senior year of college, after a disastrous junior year, when we started to row a lot of international races. It was an Olympic year. We raced a lot of races, and at the end of the season, we competed against boats who were going to the Olympics, and we were pretty close to them. And that's when we said as a boat, hey, if we are that close, let's see if we can go to the World Championships and then see if we can be that good to make the next Olympics. That's how really my Olympic dream started. The following year, we went to the World Championships. We won also that year in a very important medal, Luzern, which is a World Cup race, very idyllic lake in Switzerland. Every year, all the top level boats from the world gather there to give it one final go before the World Championships. The competition sometimes is even tougher at that regatta because you can have multiple boats per country entered in a certain event. We won a medal there, and that really jump-started everything. 93, first World Championship, we had a very tough lead up to reach the final. We missed it by 0.2 of a second. We won, as you call, the B finals. The the following year, the goal was to win a medal at the World Championships. Not an easy road. It was actually here in Indianapolis. We had our training camp at Princeton University on Carnegie Lake. Our final was postponed. We had to race really early the next day. We were last going into the last 1,000 meters. And I thought, can't get any worse than this. We started to charge through the field. Gold medal was out of reach. Romania, the Olympic champions from 92, won a couple tenths of a second US, a couple tenths of a second us. So you had a very close finish.
Bartman delved into his evolution in the sport and what enabled him to be part of a team that went on to more international successes.
I don't think that I had a lot of talent for rowing necessarily. I had to learn a lot, jump through a lot of hoops. But physically, I had one bonus, and that was that my lung capacity is pretty big. I was usually in stroke seat, which means you're like the conductor of the boat. It's not that you set the pace, that's set by the boat itself, your teammates, but you can definitely switch gears if necessary. The way physiologists always explained it to me is that I have that kickdown, that extra gear in the last couple of 100 meters that I can switch gears and just like I go and the rest has to follow. I know it helped in some races. In some races didn't work out. You can't always rely on it, but it is a combination of then also you get into the heads of your opponents.
For rowing novices, including admittedly myself, he broke down just exactly how his team was able to get into the heads of opponents during one of those Olympic races.
So, funny thing is that in the Olympic final in 2000, going into the last 1,000 meters, I knew that we were going to get a medal. And we were battling Italy, who was out in front, Germany, still the reigning Olympic champions. We had raced each other a lot of times throughout the season. These guys were 6'7 and like 220 pounds, much stronger than, taller than we are. But one thing that we learned from them was that if they started talking in the boat, that they were toast. As we were going into the last 500, our bowman, who usually gave the calls in that in our boat, heard them talking. And he said, "Germans, now." We all knew what that meant. And we just added a little bit more boost to what we were already doing. We just passed the Germans, and that's how we got silver.
That lesson is one which he imparts upon student athletes that he coaches today.
You raise each other, you listen to each other. Our boats usually didn't have a coxswain, but in the boats that we row, we always have a coxswain. I say to the coxswains all the time, your voice is your tool. It's not just to your own teammates what you say. Others are listening in too. If there's any doubt in your voice, the others will pick up on it. And then they think, hey, let's make a move. Let's see if we can break him. Those are the interesting dynamics of rowing.
From there, Bartman noted an interesting aspect of coaching rowing that's different from coaching most other sports.
For me as a coach, a difficult part in a way is that as soon as they leave for their warm-up for the race, I have no influence whatsoever. I'm not a coach on the sideline who can still give directions. They are out there on their own. They have to run their own warm-up. They have to get on time in the starting blocks. They have to row their own race. Once they finish and come back to the dock, that's my first opportunity to talk to them again. So they are out there on their own for an hour. It is important for me as a coach leading up to those regattas, to those races, to get them ready. That is, for me, the precious prep time. The race day itself, based on my own experience and what I've seen throughout coaching, is that my influence is small. The days leading up that are way more important for me as a coach. Once they show off, I know that they have the confidence and they know what to do. You rely so much on each other that the total performance is completely dependent on the trust and the preparation that you get from your teammates.
So what brought you to Jefferson?
When I came to Philly, I started coaching at Vesper Boat Club in 2005. Not much later, I learned about a new program on the river, which was Philadelphia U. A couple of years later, I figured out that coaching for, say, a better future was more in the collegiate world. I saw like the various programs, and so Philly U, I was watching them. Not that I had the intention to, like Chris O'Brien, the previous coach, founder of the program, did a great job.
Around that same time, Bartman took an opportunity to start coaching within Harvard University's program, followed by a stint at Temple, prior to hearing that O'Brien would be leaving Jefferson.
In the summer of 22, I learned that the head coach position of Jefferson was opening up. I like the university for the academics. Having coached at D1, I know that there's a lot of emphasis on athletics, which is great. Harvard has a tremendous pedigree. It has the most programs of any university. There are over 40 programs that you can choose from as a varsity athlete. Academics, obviously, also really great, but it was a large team. I wanted to go to a school that had great academics, affiliate location, that was also important, a smaller team, which Jefferson offered, and the opportunity to compete at the NCAA championship. When the position opened up, I thought, that's where I want to go. Luckily, I was chosen to be the new head coach, and I really enjoy it. I like the smaller athletic department. I know most coaches, I have conversations with them. It's a much nicer feel from what I have experienced so far. The smaller team, I wanted to be coach for all my rowers. If I would, I'd say I coached at Harvard a team of 50 guys. You can't be in touch with all of them. Throughout the years, I filtered out, all right, who am I as a coach? How can I get that best into a program? And Jefferson, for me, was the best option.
Referencing the old adage that if you love your work, you'll never work a day in your life, Bartman says it fits in the situation. One of the biggest perks for him is, as a head coach, he has the ability and flexibility to help improve the program itself.
I like to always think forward. Yeah, I want to learn from what I've done in the past and make myself better. That's how I worked as an athlete, and that's what I also try to do as a coach. Learn from the past and then move on. Mistakes are great things that you learned. Let's see how we can apply that for the next round. Here at Jefferson, I really feel that I can do that. So I'm happy. I have my own little office here at the end of the hallway, and I get, say, to Canbar, meet sometimes the rowers there, and then they're having lunch. Quick conversation off the campus. When I drove up for my interview, I went as far up on Midville as the St. Mary's Monastery, just before like you have the rail line. So when I passed the rail line, I was like, I'm in a completely different world. Is this Philly? The location where it is, nice and quiet, you have the greens, you can walk. I really enjoy it here.
Yeah, let's create that momentum. Let's create that momentum. There we go. Yeah, pick it up. Boom, boom. Yep. I feel the difference if the boat is picking up speed.
Talk about the importance of the Dadville.
Coming to the United States with a different approach to rowing, I learned about the Dadville. Like, the school pool has a turn in it, which was mind-blowing. Like, how can you race with that? Now, I think it has its own charm. Then you get to later into the season to, yeah, now you have the big race, the Dadville, coming up. When I was coaching at Vesper, I had to recruit a lot of rowers from Dadville programs for the summer program. So I was always around and trying to get rowers from the various programs. So I was definitely watching all the races. For me, this gives me the same kind of feel from back home when you have like big student races. Everybody comes together, we all do the same thing, we just have a blast and we race each other hard. And all those races prior to Dadville are like the lead up to Dadville. So Dadville is just a very important race. And we are considered a Dadville school with Jefferson University. So for us, it's the most important race of the season. We will meet the other D2 schools, other opponents. To be part of that is great. And to have Jefferson as title sponsor is even better. Always excited to see the Jefferson name now in front of Dadville. It gives me extra boost. Obviously, we want to represent well and we want to do well, but it gives an extra meaning to the Dadville for sure.
Does it bring extra pressure?
You're talking to an Olympian who rode 3 Olympic finals. And one of the things that you learn, and I see that now also in interviews with other athletes, is that people are always easy in saying, hey, you're going to win, or you're going to do this. And I learned, say, yeah, that's nice of you to say, believe in me or believe in my boat or team, but I still have to do it. Learn myself the experience to focus on my own and get the team ready, do as best as we can. That's all we need to do. And then we'll see what the end result is. So I don't feel like it's putting more pressure on us. Do we want to do better? Do we want to give like an extra boost to it? For sure. But it's not going to be in our way to feel like, oh, we got to deliver.
Do you have expectations of what the team can do this year?
The goal is to be first in our East region, because that will give us an automatic qualifier for the NCAA championship, which is a couple weeks later in Bethel, Ohio. Last year was also on the Cooper. So the Cooper is like our second home base. We have some races on the Schuylkill and we have some races on the Cooper River. The main goal is to do well in the 8-4, because that will determine down the line if you're the better team to get the automatic qualifier. Our biggest opponent is Mercyhurst from Western PA, and it's going to be a battle. The best program of that region will get the automatic qualifier.
Noting that there are three automatic qualifiers and then three at-large bids for the NCAA championships, Bartman broke down the differences between D1, D2, and D3, which will each have separate categories at those competitions, though they do face off against teams from the other tiers on occasion.
There are also D1 programs out there we are very competitive against. Sometimes we meet those as well. As a coach, I try to see if we can line up to those programs. Throughout the season, we race definitely D1 schools. Some are faster, some are similar speed, but at the final races, it's mostly just D2 programs that we're competing against.
This year's Dad Vale, which will again be held on the Cooper River in South Jersey as opposed to the traditional Schuylkill site, offers an interesting scheduling quirk that will have more teams competing, Bartman says.
The last couple of years, Dad Vale was a lot of times the same weekend as their conference championship. For the next couple of years, May has 5 weekends, and that allowed to have schools also like LaSalle said, yeah, our conference championship is now a week later compared to Danville, so that allows us to raise Danville. We will definitely see more programs coming to Danville this year, more women programs versus the last couple of years, which is great.
What do you make of the move from the Schuylkill to Cooper past couple of years?
As a coach, for my team, having a turn in the Schuylkill is still something that you have to factor in your race tactics. On the Cooper, there's no bridge, there's no turn, so it is more straightforward. You know what you have, you know what you're up against. So from a racing perspective, I think the Cooper is nicer tradition-wise. Dadville is Philly. It is a little bit of a hiatus. It's a tradition to race in Philly, Dadville, with everything around it. I would definitely miss it not being on the Schuylkill, just because it's also a different atmosphere. It's still in a backyard, but if you're at the starting line on the Cooper, you still see the Philly skyline, so it's not too far away. But not being on the Schuylkill with everything that goes into the Dadville, it's not the same grandstands. It is below Columbia, that's where you have all the boats, and that's where you have the tents. On the Cooper, it's usually divided up in two areas, more straightforward, like the trailers. It's just different.
Bartman is hoping for a happy medium in the future where both sites can be utilized for the storied Jefferson Danville Regatta.
I hope that going forward is that we can alternate a little bit. Bring back to Philly when possible to offer that experience to other rowers as well. Because nothing is greater if you had, say, you're getting into the last 250 meters, because that noise from the grandstands just funnels through over the water, and then it's just much louder than what you hear on the Cooper. But the Cooper itself, they make big efforts to make the venue more top level.
You'd mentioned that Philly was the rowing capital of the U.S. What did you mean by that?
first time came to the United States, he was head of the Charles in Boston, and it's a whole different experience. I saw so many boats. I was used to rowing head races, but the head of the Charles is like a different beast. When I came many years later to live in Philadelphia and figured out what the Schuylkill was, with like the amount of colleges still, but then also the master office and then the high schools, and just over the years, more and more high school programs started to come to the river. And then it started to get too crowded, and then you had teams moving up to Conshohocken. The Cooper was booming, and that is all really close to each other. Just the amount of people that are involved in rowing, and then iconic Boathouse Row. Every single day when I launch and I see the skyline and just being out on the water, I'm happy. The historical value of rowing in Philadelphia with all the races that they have, that stretch that we row on is purely dedicated to rowing from the Twin Bridges to Boathouse Row, makes it such an iconic place. Sure, there's rowing in a lot of other places like Boston and Seattle and DC, but I don't feel it in the same way as I do in Philly.
What do you envision for the future of Jefferson's program?
We are a small program, but we offer the flexibility to compete against D1. We can also compete against D3 schools. We're in Philly, so future really looked bright. A lot of the women on the team never rowed before coming to college. Yeah, they played maybe another sport, but they were not recruited. They were not anticipating to row. We hang out a lot on campus in the beginning of the school year. Hey, come row. This year, I had 90 names who were interested. 50 showed up to the initial meeting. 30 started out. So there's a lot of interest. Those are great numbers. We are the only sport, not just like Jefferson, but also in collegiate sports. You can start rowing and be great at it a couple of years later. If I talk to recruits, if I ask them, why do you love rowing? Is that it's a rewarding sport. What you put in, you will get back. The more energy you put in, the more rewards you get. As a program, we offer so many things through rowing, aside from the education that they get here at Jefferson, they can be part of a varsity program. They never thought about it. They can be successful. That is not just restricted to D2. It's all happening in D3. And they're like also athletes in D1. And on some occasions, they make the Olympic team. They make the national team. It just offers a great opportunity to students. You see so many people falling in love with a sport that they weren't aware of. They even sometimes didn't know, or they were going to a high school that in the area wasn't a rowing program, but they know about rowing and they think, hey, great, now I can do it at Jefferson.
If someone were to walk up to you, hey, how can I start rowing? What would you say?
You will make lifelong friends if you join the rowing team. I see that now with my current novice group. They didn't know each other, and some joined because of, I know that this is the fastest way to learn people on campus. Sometimes I have a sophomore. Last year I had a senior join, but most of the times they are freshmen.
One such student athlete is Cecily Fritz, a sophomore from Conshohocken.
I'm currently in the pre-medical studies program. How I got into rowing is I walked on my freshman year. I've had no prior experience rowing. I actually used to play softball growing up and throughout high school. I saw the advertisements that they put around the school that they were looking for more people to put onto their team. Having no prior experience, no knowledge of the sport, I walked on with the first tryout, knowing absolutely nothing, but it was so fun. I actually loved the sport. It was one of the best decisions I've ever made. Everything I've learned from rowing is I've gotten a huge collection of people beside me. I've realized how much it takes to be in a boat and having to be with everyone around you. You have to be on the same exact page, know everything going on. It's a community that's a lot different from other sports. I think you really tie together with everyone more. You have to have the same connections. I really don't think there's anything else like it.
Cecily also realizes the importance of the Jefferson Dadvale Regatta.
The Dadvale Regatta is one of the biggest races for us, literally, and with having over 100 colleges and that being a huge factor into us moving forward in our season, making championship races. But keeping in the mindset of it's just another race, no matter how much pressure is put on us, is very important. Just because it's Jefferson as the main sponsor doesn't mean that we have to do a certain way during the race. Yes, it would be wonderful to get the gold medal, place on the podium, podium, but we have to approach it with the mindset of it's just another race.
Cecily's takeaway is likely music to Coach Bartman's ears.
You see them as a group. They just build a bond that carries on. My brother-in-law, he was a novice rower at Rutgers. He's still going to meet friends, and this is 20 years later. So it creates a bond that is very exceptional within collegiate athletics. The other thing is the physical component is you will get into the best shape of your life, no doubt. Like, you will feel so empowered by what you're able to handle. Yeah, you have to face some tough workouts. It's a tough sport. You really have to be able to push hard and find new limits all the time, but it's also rewarding. I like to compare rowing as the boat is your instrument. I like to use analogies. You can blow the horn, right? It makes noise. But to actually make the trombone, you have to put some feel in it. That's the same thing with a boat. You can make strokes. You can move the boat forward. The goal of rowing is just moving that boat forward. But if you do it together, like you feel, say that like all eight or all four, you're just synchronized. You feel that you're picking up that boat. That boat starts to get bubbles underneath. That's the music. And then you define that rhythm. That's you. You make that happen. That synergy, that flow, being out. Yeah, sometimes it rains and it's windy, but you forget all that. It's so beautiful to be out and feeling that the power contribution that I give moves this boat, and it feels great. It's such a beautiful, pure sport, and I really enjoy it. It brought me a lot, and I'm happy to still pass it on to the next generation.
In closing, Dr. Susan Aldridge, the university's interim president, would like to share some thoughts with the team and the university itself.
The Jefferson Dad Vale Regatta is synonymous with Philadelphia rowing history, and the entire Jefferson community is so proud to be the title sponsor of this event. Rowing not only offers our student athletes a chance to compete in a wonderful sport, but helps them build friendships that last a lifetime. We wish Coach Bartman and the Rams women's rowing team all the luck in the world as they try to again make program history on the water.
To learn more about this and other Jefferson stories, please visit jefferson.edu/thenexus. Today's interviews were conducted by Brian Hickey with production support from Dan Bernstein. Thank you for listening.